Tanya for the eighth day of Sivan, Isra Chag of Shavuos, is in the first Pesach of Shara Yichud V'Emunah. It's on page 152. Number at the bottom of the page is 288. And it's a few lines from the bottom of the page. Four lines from the bottom of the page. The Alter Rebbe is saying that the letters and the words which God used to create the world, let there be light, let there be a heaven, and so on, those letters and those words are constantly giving light, life, and existence to those created beings, because without that, they would return, even today, after thousands of years of existing, they would return to utter nothingness if God stopped creating them through those words and letters. Including also the inorganic, the stone, and the earth and the water, even those things constantly are receiving their life and their existence from the words and letters with which they were created. Now let's continue on. The Av Shalei Huska Shem Evan Basada Memori Shabbatezo. And although when we say that each thing exists by right of the words and letters with which it was created, but the word Evan, which is the Hebrew word for stone, doesn't appear at all in the Torah, in the ten utterances with which God created the world. God didn't say, let there be a stone. Still, even though the word stone, Evan, was not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, in the description of creation, yet the life and the existence comes to the stone, al yedei tzizufim v'chilufei aciyes, through combinations and permutations of the letters of the Torah that come about through the 231 ways in which the letters can be arranged, both forwards and backwards, as is written in Sefer Yetzirah, how the letters of Torah can be exchanged and organized in many, many ways, and each of them is a code for different words and different creations. So the letters with which God explicitly used in the ten utterances of creation, those letters can be rearranged in so many ways that the result is that everything that exists in this world has its name, exists in those letters, if you rearrange them or substitute letters and so on. Ad shemishtal shemayasoda maimoreis, until from these ten utterances you have the evolution of all sorts of combinations of letters, the nimshech mehen tziduf shem evan. And through these rearrangements of letters you can put together, you can find the letters Aleph, Beis, Nun, which spells the word stone. V'hu chayuse shel ha'evan, and that arrangement, although it is not explicit in Taizah, that arrangement of the letters is the life of the stone. Chayim b'chol ha'nevroim, the same is true with all created beings, sheba'elam, Hashem eshenikroim b'embaloshen ha'kadesh, the name which they are described by in the holy tongue, in Torah, Hein Hein Aciyes Hadibur, the name that is given to every created being in the world is basically the combination of letters of speech, Hamishtal Shaleis Memadrega LeMadrega, that evolve from the original letters, Me'asada Maimori Shabbateza, from the original letters of the ten utterances that are stated in Torah. The word and the name for every being can evolve from those letters al yedei chilufim utmudeis aciyes, through the exchange and the substitution of letters in the 231 ways in which letters can be rearranged and substituted and so on. Ad shemagiyes umislapshes be'esei nivra lahachayesei, until those letters reach and are clothed into that created being to give it life. Just as an example, going back to the pasuk on which the whole Shara Yichud V'Emunah is based, the word Hashem Echad, the Echad of Hashem Echad, and the last word of Baruch Shem, the word Voed, we are told that the letters of Echad and the letters of Voed are the same, because the Aleph can be exchanged, substituted for by a Vav, so the Aleph of Echad is substituted by the letter Vav, because they come from the same pronunciation. Avi comes from the same, those letters come from the same tool of pronunciation, whereas Ache, for example, comes from the throat, and therefore, because they come from a common source in the tools of articulation, that shows that they are somehow related even in their origin. Bumap, those letters, Beis, Mem, Pei, they all come from the lips, and therefore they too are interchangeable. So the Aleph and the Vav are interchangeable according to this. And then the Ches and the Ayin are interchangeable because they're both guttural letters, if you pronounce the Ayin properly. And so they're interchangeable. And then the Dalet is the same, except that in the Echad it's a big Dalet, and in the Voed it's a small Dalet. But at any rate, this is one of the ways, one of the 231 gates in which letters can be substituted for each other. Now, why is it that certain things like the heaven, light, grass, so on, these things are mentioned explicitly in Torah in the ten utterances, whereas the word for stone and other things have to come through the combination, rearrangements, and substitution of letters. So the Rebbe says, "Lefi she'ein prati hanevroyim yichelim lekabu chayusa me'asodem amoris atzman shabateira." Because the individual creations are not able to receive their life from the statements that appear in Torah. Those things that are explicitly mentioned in the Torah are too strong and too big and too intense for the individual creation to be able to get its life from it. Because that energy, that life, that comes from those letters themselves, from those words themselves, is much too big and much bigger than the individual creations. And they, the created beings, are not capable, don't have the strength to receive that much energy, other than through the reducing the energy, the life. How is it reduced when it comes through the various levels of more explicit to the less explicit? To a level through the exchange of letters. Obviously, if you're substituting a letter, the substitute letter is not as great, not as good, not as strong as the original letter. And also in Gematriois, which is the ultimate substitution, when instead of using another letter, which is in some way related to the original letter, you use instead its numerical value. Shehein chesh ma'isiyeis, ad sheyuch alehis tzamtzim alehis labish alehis havis mimenu nivra proti. And so the life is reduced and diminished through these exchanges and substitutions, until it is so reduced that it can clothe itself and give existence to the individual specific created being. Zeshmoi, and those letters with which it is created becomes its name. Zeshmoi Ashiyikrule Belashon HaKedesh, that will become the name by which it will be called in Lashon Kedesh, in the Holy Tongue. Who kli l'chayis ha-metzumtzum ve'esiyeis shem zeh, it is the vessel, these letters, these words, which is the name of the object. The name of the object becomes the vessel that receives and contains this limited amount of life that comes to this being. which devolves from the 10 utterances of Teda, of creation, as they're described in Teda, and it is these letters and these words that have the ability to create out of nothingness, and to give life forever to this, endlessly, to this created being. How so? Because Teda and God are one. As he will explain later, that the creation comes from God himself. And only God himself, the essence of God, is capable of creating something out of nothing. But that virtue, or that greatness of the essence of God, expresses itself through Teda, because Teda is one with God. In today's Hayem Yem, the eighth day of Sivan, Isra Chag HaShavuos, the day after Shavuos, the Rebbe writes that this world, Olam Hazeh HaGashmi, is a mixture. It's a combination of good and bad. On the one hand, it is the meeting place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, meets with the Jew, with man, who is the highest of all creations, Bechira Nevroim. And at the same time, it is also called the Garden of Egeis, of nuts, which is also also suggests sin. And that's why on Rosh Hashanah we don't eat nuts, because the gematria of Egeis is the same as Chet, sin. And God gives a free choice to the person, that the person can choose for himself a way in life. I mean, after the giving of the Teda, on the day after Shavuos, the statement in the Hayem Yem is that now we have an option. On the one hand, God came down to Har Sinai, and Moshe went up to Har Sinai, and God and man met. At the same time, there were commandments in Teda that say, don't do this or don't do that, and we have the freedom to either do or not to do. So now that Teda is given, the world is now a combination of two possibilities: a possibility of being a meeting place with God, or a possibility of being a place of sin.